So I've been taken to calling. A friend of mine had a Instagram picture up, and he had a mask on, and on the mask it said, "I'm still dealing with COVID 1619, not just COVID-19. And that's true for me. The weathering effects of white body supremacy has affected my very skeletal structure, has affected my respiratory system, has affected my cardiovascular system, has affected my mama's cardiovascular system, her mother's. I mean the effects of racialization and white body supremacy and the weathering effects of it is why COVID-19 has run rampant through my communities and run rampant through the East African community, is because one of the things is that the systems have tenderized our physical systems to the point to where COVID just kind of set up shop and wrecked shop, because our bodies were already weathered. And so that, in addition to COVID, and then in addition to Sister Breonna Taylor getting murdered, Brother Arbery getting murdered, Brother Floyd, and the countless before and the countless since then. This is, I just have to say that, This is brutal. This is brutality and viciousness at a level that when white folks and allies say that they're allies and what can we do, and you think you're being helpful, or what should I do now, and you think you're being helpful, there is such a brutality to your words that, you know, many times, you know, I can't fool with white folks. I can't be around you. I need you to leave me alone. I need you, you know, to not ask me what my opinion is of a black man getting murdered with no regard